This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. When longtime Congressman Bill Young died last year, the tributes were as expected for such a Tampa Bay Area political icon. The Speaker of the House attended the funeral. So did other members of the Congress Young served for so many years. It wasn't just Young's long political service honored that day in October.
First and foremost, Congressman Bill Young was a family man. In fact, one of his friends told a story today at the funeral saying that the President of the United States called him and he told him he would have to call him back after he finished family dinner.
That is local ABC affiliate's Carson Chambers covering the Young funeral, where his family was a major topic of discussion, but not his whole family. Young had a whole other family with his first wife, who he divorced in order to marry his then-pregnant former secretary. The children of Young's family came forward recently in a Tampa Bay Times story, and it was something of a shocking read. How could this major chunk of Young's life, the years when he rose to prominence as a state legislator and then congressman, be so overlooked in media coverage of his funeral? Here to talk about that and more is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, the whole Young story would seem to be the stuff of major political scandal and at least worthy of coverage at the time of his passing, yet by and large, that didn't happen. How?
Yeah, I kind of felt like when the Tampa Bay Times published the article, it was almost like a record scratch, and everybody sort of did a double take and was like, what? We thought we knew this guy. I think you have to go back to when it happened, which was 1984. There was a time throughout the 50s and 60s and 70s when journalists didn't cover the private lives of politicians at all. You get into the 80s, and that is starting to change. But when Bill Young divorced his first wife, his children were grown, and it really didn't rise to the level of scandal.
So could we say that the Times was somehow in bed with Bill Young?
I talked to Bill Adair, who covered Bill Young as a congressional reporter for years. As he was covering the Florida delegation, he was spending a lot of time in Young's office because Young would let him sit through meetings. That may seem inappropriate or too cozy, but when I went back and looked over many of the articles that Bill and other Times reporters did, it's not like they never criticized him. They took him on in several stories, including one where they examined congressional earmarks for defense contractors in our area here in Tampa Bay, where Bill Young's sons worked.
This is going to call for an opinion from you, but as you look at the coverage of Bill Young's funeral, do you think all of the reporters ignored that fact that he had that first family or didn't know about it?
You know, I do not know the answer to that question, but if they didn't know about it, that was not very good reporting, and if they ignored it, that would be inappropriate.
Any lessons learned here for the media in terms of covering a political figure like Bill Young? I mean, he was iconic in this area, but he had this past.
There's an instinct when you're writing an obituary to be overly positive, because the guy's dead, and who says bad things about dead people? Well, journalists do when they're accurately trying to report on the range of an individual's life.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. I'll tell you what shocks me the most. I have talked to any number of reporters who I said, wow, I was so surprised about all this. And they go, I knew that.
You know, that's politics. It's an insider's game, and it shouldn't be.